Johnny got a toy golf set when he was three, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then, one day, when he was holding his grandson and thinking about his 12 handicap, Johnny realized it just might not happen for him. But you know what did happen for him? He switched to Geico and saved a bunch of money on car insurance. So that was good, and so was hanging out with his grandson.
Geico presents, yikes, another voicemail from your roommate.
Sup, roomie? Hey, a pipe burst in the basement. It's completely flooded. Anyway, I called for someone to fix it, but in the meantime, I was thinking we could finally have that indoor pool party we've always wanted. I got some cool swan floaty things already going. Could you pick up some chips on your way home? Later.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if your roommate isn't the brightest pool float in the flooded basement. Visit Geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Hello there! My name is Bartholomew J. Fancy Cat, but humans have taken to calling me Sprinkles. I am a feline of discerning taste and luxury, and I demand the very best, and I want it delivered to my door. Meowbox is a subscription service that caters to felines like myself and gives us all sorts of new treats to try, toys that entertain, and it even helps fellow animals in rescue shelters. They even personalize it for your cat's name. They still insist on calling me Sprinkles, however. What are you waiting for, human? Promo code GEEK10 and get 10% off your first subscription at meowbox.com. Now go visit meowbox.com for more information and tell them Sprinkles sent you.
Hey guys, what's going on? You're listening to the Nerd News Network. I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd, and today we're going to be talking about San Diego Comic-Con 2016. So the date really doesn't matter.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow.
That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
In case you care, it's Monday, July 25th, and it is lovely, hot. I don't deal well with the heat, so clearly I'm sitting inside playing on the computer, but that is okay. So hopefully back to our regularly scheduled programming. I have just come back from vacation within the last week or so, and like I said, big thanks to everybody who donated to help make that happen. Blair and I had a wonderful time away in Michigan. We met Steve Megatron Phillips from the Geekcast Radio Network, who is a lovely gentleman. We also had a chance to meet Jennifer, who was the artist behind the picture of my mom, my dad, and myself, and Dr. Wiley, which now hangs under my official Ghostbusters certificate, which is actually kind of kick-ass. That's in my studio wall hanging up now. And we actually, I guess, kind of give you guys kind of a life update with that. Went hunting for Ecto Cooler while I was there because Walmart.com decided to cancel my order. I had 12 cases of the stuff ready to go, all ready and paid for. Walmart, yes, son of a bitch. So they canceled my order. I called every single Mayer's store along, I think it was Interstate 69, I want to say, in Michigan. Either way, the main thoroughfare, I guess. And yeah, couldn't find a can, couldn't find a juice box, couldn't find anything. But I did get a crap ton of the Ghostbusters Twinkies, which I've been pretty much giving out to some of my ghost head friends. I gave some to my friend Laura, my friend Mary, people who just happened to come to the house. I'm like, hey, do you want to try key lime slime? Here you go. So I think I'm about Twinkied out for the next ever. Actually, I haven't had that many myself, surprisingly, so hopefully. But yeah, I've come back from my vacation fairly well rested, feeling pretty good about most things. So hopefully this is the beginning of a much happier Birdman. Hopefully I will have to find a way to take a small couple-day vacation every year, because I'm pretty sure that I'm going to need it from here on out. Because even if it's just a way to a different city with a pool for a few days, I think it's needed. So anyway, though, I had a fantastic time. I'm glad to be back. Hopefully I should be back streaming in the next week or so. I'm just waiting for the heat to break, Because in the room where I do streaming, it gets really, really, really hot. And I'd rather be comfortable rather than complaining every couple of seconds about it. So, anyway, there is that. So, as promised, we're going to be talking about San Diego Comic-Con stuff. Not so much as an in-depth kind of news thing, but just kind of giving you my opinions on some of the things that came out this weekend. So I'll embed a couple of trailers below in the episodes. As always, we'd love to hear from you guys, kind of give me your thoughts. You can reach us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net or mike@thisweekingeek.net if you want to talk to me directly. One last thing. Topic show should be going up on Thursday or Friday. We're going to be talking about the new Ghostbusters, talking about the Ghostbusters franchise as a whole. So hopefully this will go over better than our previous attempts to talk Ghostbusters, because usually we get some really militant fans, and because it's no big secret that I really like the new one, I'm not surprised if we're going to get some hate mail on that one. But anyway, you know how to find me. So, let's talk. The first thing that I want to talk about is actually Star Trek Discovery. So this is the new series that CBS is putting together. We're going to see that. I want to see January of next year. I want to say either way, it is next year. And Star Trek Discovery showed off a trailer, or more like Starship test footage, this past weekend at Comic-Con, which I'd argue the stuff from Star Trek Renegades actually looks better, but whatever. The big reason this is a big deal is because this officially takes place during the Prime Universe, and that means not the J.J. Abrams reboot universe, not an alternate reality. No, we're talking the one where Kirk and Picard fought at the Nexus. We're talking TNG, Voyager, DS9. We're talking in that era. Now, looking at the ship design is something interesting. It's quoted in an article that they wanted to give it, I think it's Brian Fuller, one of the people, one of the producers behind it, says the ship's design, the Discovery, was based on a Ralph McQuarrie design for the 1970s. So sort of very much that Star Trek Next, or Star Trek whatever they got. I want to say it wasn't as dumb as Star Trek Plus, but it wasn't as cool as Star Trek The Next Generation. It was something in that sort of thing. But it looks kind of like something you'd find at a Star Trek Starfleet Academy. I forget who mentioned that to me. It looks like a video game ship, and I can't say I disagree with that assessment either. It kind of has the same profile as like a Klingon Bird of Prey from the original series era. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, and I think actually the design of the ship kind of gives us some clues as to when this happens. I'm definitely guessing it happens before TNG. My guess would be about 50, 60 years beforehand. And it takes place after the original series. So this, in my opinion, takes place before the Kittimer, either before the Kittimer Accords, or maybe just before the Next Generation, or just before the original series starts. So in that era. But I don't think they do that because they already had Enterprise, which took place around then, although not truly, but I think you guys get where I'm trying to go with this. I could see them going in that era where things are expanding, we're starting to talk to different races, we're starting to really see the rise of the Federation, so to speak, especially now that we have the cooperation with the Klingons. So, yeah, I think it was pretty cool. My friend AJ doesn't like the ship, and he's a huge Star Trek nerd. So am I, truthfully. I really like the design, though, but like I said, I can't help but shake the feeling. It looks like a video game. It really does. So, I guess leave your thoughts below. I'll post a link to it so you guys can take a look at it as well. Speaking of more trailers that came out this past weekend, let's talk Justice League. So, Justice League, as you guys know, showed its sizzle reel this past weekend. Not a true trailer, so to speak. It mostly focuses on Ben Affleck recruiting The Flash and Aquaman. Aquaman being played by Khal Drogo, Jason Momoa. I can't remember the name of the kid who plays The Flash. But you really get a real sense of comedy from this one. There's a lot of really great interactions. I'm not talking like Super Friends stupid, but definitely enough tongue-in-cheek, kind of some fun moments there. And even with Ben Affleck and Gal Gadot having a couple of neat one-liners back and forth, you also see more of Cyborg. Noticeably absent is Superman. Because, well, if you saw Batman v Superman, he's dead. So my guess is he'll come back during the third act of this movie, or maybe he'll be resurrected via Mother Box or something stupid. I don't know. But the trailer does give me hope. However, Zack Snyder is still involved, but I know Ben Affleck has some big oversight in the project, so maybe it won't be as dumb as I think it's going to be. But I've been hurt before. But if this is the tone that Justice League can maintain throughout, with some really kick-ass action sequences, I'm not opposed to it. I want to like the DC Universe. I really do. Maybe this would be the big thing that can really make it be successful, but we'll find out next November when Justice League Part 1 comes out. Speaking of trailers, we finally got our full first trailer for Wonder Woman. It looks fucking cool. In fact, I love the poster for this movie. It looks like Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman. She's dressed up all in her like Themyscira armor, and it's a lot of rich reds and gold. It looks almost like a sunset has been grafted onto the armor in terms of like the kind of color palette, in my opinion. But it looks really cool. You see Chris Pine is, I think, Captain Trevor, I want to say, is the guy's name. The movie takes place during the First World War. There's some pretty light moments in the trailer, because I think Warner Brothers is finally starting to realize Grim Dark does not necessarily equal a deep movie. So you can move it away from, my parents are dead, to something a little more light. And I'm not saying the First World War is a light period, you know, obviously a lot of people died, but you can have a little bit more fun with the source material. So I'm kind of hoping that Justice League and Wonder Woman perform well. I know Wonder Woman comes out next summer. I want to say next July. I want to say maybe even during May. I'm not 100% sure on that one. But still, that is pretty kick-ass. I am looking forward to that. Keeping with the whole DC news, they did show off some more stuff for Suicide Squad. A couple of more trailers for it. Though I still don't know who the bad guy is in this movie. I kind of wonder if it's the Joker, indirectly. I don't know. Maybe someone knows directly, and maybe I just haven't been paying attention. For all I know. But you see Amanda Waller talking about, like, oh, all these metahumans, they're dangerous, and it's going to be a time where it's us or them. And I'm like, okay. So I have no clue. I literally have no context as to who the bad guy is going to be in this. But the main reason I bring this up, I'm actually going to link to this post so you can see exactly what I'm talking about. Hot Toys, the guys who made those really kick-ass 12-inch figures for various movie properties like Aliens, obviously Suicide Squad, Batman. I've actually owned a Thor at one point. They revealed an interesting one for the Joker, and it could potentially be a huge spoiler. So I'm not going to post the image, but I'll post a link to the story so you can see exactly what I'm talking about. And if this is in the movie, that's going to be kind of cool. I'll be kind of looking forward to that. So, let me see. Where else do I want to go with this? Excuse me. I guess let's talk Marvel. So they finally cast Captain Marvel. That's going to be Brie Larson. Personally, I was kind of hoping for Ronda Rousey, but I can deal with this. Brie Larson, she looks the part. She looks like the cover of that one book where she's smirking and putting on her glove and getting it kind of tight. So I'm okay with this. I don't think you could cast that anymore. And I know there's been a lot of rumors swirling around her for quite some time. Like, is she it? Is she doing it? Is she going to do it? Now it's really real. So party on with that. Also confirmed Daredevil for Season 3. No big surprise. They showed off a more extended trailer for Luke Cage, which someone, I can't remember whether it was one of the showrunners or someone involved in the project in some capacity, had described Luke Cage as kind of like a hip-hop version of Game of Thrones. I'm really okay with this. They point to a very famous mural in Harlem where they have a big Biggie on the side of a building dressed up like a king, and that mural plays a very prominent role during the series. And I kind of like that idea, actually. sort of vying for control of Harlem, because eventually all the street level heroes have to start meeting up for next year for the Defenders, because Danny Rand, aka Iron Fist, should have his series ready to roll by the spring of next year. So that should tie into it, and that's 2017. So the Defenders is coming up a lot more fast than a lot of people realize. And they showed off a trailer for that as well, the Defenders, and they're like, how can you people save the city if you can't even save yourselves? I'm pretty sure that's Stick saying that one. So I'm very curious to see where this is going to go with Marvel's cinematic stuff. I know they've confirmed the Punisher as well. They actually showed off some really cool action figures from the Hasbro panel. Like, they showed off what the Legends Jessica Jones is going to look like, and the Legends John Bernthal Punisher. So I'll be looking for those when they hit store shelves at some point. Finally, Marvel also showed off some stuff for Spider-Man, which has only been shooting just a couple of weeks now. So they don't have anything online, but from the trailer thing, they said it's a John Hughes movie, but with Spider-Man in it. And Michael Keaton is the Vulture. They showed he was confirmed as the Vulture. So from being Batman to Birdman to being the Vulture, I think that's actually kind of cool. I'm looking forward to seeing what Tom Holland can do with it, because I finally got a chance to see Civil War a while back, and I really like what he did with the role. So I'll be curious to see what happens with it as time moves on. I don't think what else to Marvel. Oh yeah, they confirmed that Ego, the Living Planet, is Star-Lord's dad, and that's Kurt Russell. Really curious to see how the hell that works out. They showed off a clip, which is not available yet online, where it shows, like, a bunch of Ravagers fighting, I think it's Drax, Rocket, Baby Groot, who now rides on Rocket's shoulder, and Yondu, and they debate on killing Baby Groot, and they're like, how can we kill it? It's so cute. We'll just, you know, let it live. And I'm not sure what Blair's doing, but it's really fucking distracting. Anyway. Sorry, guys. So, in addition to that, trying to think, what else did Marvel really kind of show off? I guess that's really kind of about it. I mean, and Marvel very much decided last minute to show up this year, because they're like, yeah, we're just going to skip it, whatever. I'm glad they showed up, and I'm glad they didn't dominate things like I kind of would expect the big superheroes to do this year. Though, arguably, I would say DC won, if you had to pick someone. And you guys know my feelings on DC. I wouldn't say I'm hardcore anti-DC, but I'm not exactly inviting them over for a barbecue either. Speaking of people I would invite over for a barbecue, in the not-too-distant future, MST3K is coming to Netflix. So the new series is going to debut on Netflix, as they say in the not-too-distant future. They're going to have some people from the original show are going to show up. We have... currently, you're going to have Mary Jo, who play... Or Mary Jo Pearl, or Pay... fuck it. Pearl's going to show up. Bill Corbett, who was Crow T-Robot, and Kevin Murphy. They're going to be joining the writing team, or at least... Bill's joining the writing team. Mary Jo and Kevin will make guest appearances as Brain Guy, Pearl Forrester, and Professor Bobo. So I'm looking forward to that. The new host is going to be Jonah Ray, and it'll be with Felicia Day and Patton Oswalt as the new Mads, and Hampton Yount and Baron Vaughn as the new voices of the bots. Don't know how I feel about that, but hey, I'm still looking forward to this show. I mean, when we did the MST3K episode, I want to say last year, really fell in love with the series. I'm still trying to go back and buy the DVDs as I can, which I have a feeling will be near impossible to get everything. So, I don't know, but either way, I still enjoy that weird sense of humor. I'm still nowhere near the superfan that can just randomly quote shit outside of, like, the Laser Blast episode, Manos to Hands of Fates, and there's one where there was a cop, and I can't remember what the hell it was. And it was just, it took itself so seriously, but it was so goofy, and it was like this fat cop, and I can't remember what the hell it was called now. Gonna drive me nuts. I know it. I would know it if I heard it. Some of you is probably yelling at me right now, but it was a cop in the 70s, and he drove this really shitty car. I don't know. It'll come to me, I'm sure. I'm so quite sure of it. What else to tell you this year, or from this thing? They showed off the new Power Rangers morphers with the power coins. They're giant geodes. I don't know how else to describe them. They also showed off more of the Power Rangers power uniforms. Like, they don't have faces, so they have like an open mask, but I'm guessing that'll probably morph over when they actually fight. They look like kind of like Kamen Rider uniforms to me, or like Big Bad Beetleborgs. I don't think it's a terrible look. I know some people are kind of pissed at it, but I think it looks cool. So I guess we'll see what happens with that, because I think that movie comes out next year too. I'm trying to think of what else that I really kind of care to actually kind of mention this year. I saw some of the new toys for this year at Comic-Con. The one that really kind of caught my attention, the only one I really kind of paid attention to, truthfully, was there's going to be a new line of Aliens toys, but I can't remember who makes them. But they have, like, a fully articulated APC, which is the Armored Personnel Carrier. You can put all your figures inside. They have, like, a movable power loader with, like, weaponry on it, so it's more based on the Aliens Colonial Marines design. They actually have figures based on Aliens Colonial Marines, which I do think is kind of kick-ass, despite the game sucking ass. A lot of new aliens. They even have that big Crusher alien, which was the big bull-type one that you encountered in the one yard and you couldn't quite kill. Let me see, what else? I know there's a new trailer for Walking Dead, and there's like a tiger in it, but I haven't checked it out yet, so I always try and keep myself in the dark with anything Walking Dead, just because I like being surprised for that type of shit. But other than that, though, those are kind of my brief thoughts on Comic-Con this year. I didn't keep my ear to the ground as much as I normally do. Like, I didn't even check out if there was any new My Little Pony stuff this year, because nothing really grabbed my attention. I think this year's exclusive was, like, a Discord and a Fluttershy. I don't think anything's ever going to beat Derpy Hooves and DJ Pawn 3 or Vinyl Scratch, and I've got both of them, so I'm totally fine with this. So anyway, guys, like I said, really, really happy to be back doing the show. Hopefully things will be a little bit more better as, like I said, I'm using the Snowball microphone right now, and I'm still trying to figure out some parts of my studio, so we'll have to wait and see. So anyway, guys, until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard, and I'll catch you guys again later on this week as we continue on this trek through nerdery. I'm Mike the Birdman Dodd. I'll catch you guys again next time.
Want to see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show. So don't miss it.
What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh my God, there's snot on my face.
And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub. And I'm not a join. Not a join. What the f*** does that mean? F*** that. 10 seconds.
No, you gotta keep that.
Let's do this. Let's do this right the first time.
Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh, God.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with shat.
Okay, I'm good. Geico.
Holy shit. Oh, my gosh. Freak. Die. Holy crap. Whoa. Where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear, somebody random. I don't know. Maybe even a hot chick. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are you? Actually, no.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content. As well, subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by replying to @thisweekingeek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. This extra music was produced by Prono Bozo at PRONOBOZO.com. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.